this wasn't the day he expected or wanted to come back, but back he had to come, and quickly. Along with 170 other soldiers flown back from Afghanistan, Prince Harry's return became inevitable as soon as a news blackout of his presence in the country was broken by the foreign press. Waiting for him, Prince Charles and Prince William, who chose to greet him inside in private. Relieved to be reunited, as Prince Charles later made clear.
I feel particular frustration on his part that he was removed unexpectedly early, because I think, apart from anything else, he'd been looking forward to coming back with all the rest of his regiment. But as you can imagine, it's obviously a great relief, as far as I'm concerned, to see him home in one piece.
For 10 weeks, Prince Harry shared the risks and the danger that are ever present in Afghanistan. Meeting some of the other soldiers returning today, Prince Charles said he shared their family's concern.
I do so understand now what it's like for so many other families and the loved ones, you know, of those who are serving abroad on operations, what they have to endure. And having met so many of the families when I go to visit some of my regiments, I know what it's like when they're so far away and somehow you don't know what's going on, and it's much worse in a way, I think, for those left behind. So I think we owe an enormous amount to all those families of our servicemen who endure so much and support their loved ones with such understanding all the time.
On their way home, Prince William helped carry his brother's kit. It's likely that he may be the next to see active service, possibly with the Royal Navy, later this year.
It'll be a month or so before Prince Harry rejoins his regiment after their return from Afghanistan. In the meantime, questions are bound to be asked about his role within it and the British Army as a whole, and whether it'll ever be practically possible to maintain a news blackout should he wish to return to a front line.